remember not so long ago when it was called hillbilly music? But it wasn't so long ago either when country music was thought to be the lowest form of musical composition. Sad tunes, the twanging guitars, and the strum of the old banjo, all of it liked a lot by the farmer and those from the back hills. Well, those days are gone, and country music is here and now. WJBK was a rock and roll radio station before it became known as the Big D. A chat with former program director Mike Scott there about why the rock format didn't work.
By the time we got everything organized to go into rock, which the way it should have been done immediately, the decision was made to go country with it. Well, the formula was set up, everything was organized, the mechanics were all organized, so then it was just a matter of changing the music. And that's all we did. Changed the music, and then we bought jingles and the little production aids and put on a continuously running money giveaway. All of the things that you would do with a successful radio station of any type. If you want to convert it from what it has been, I think the basic steps, first and foremost, is organization. You have to get your grits together. And once you got everything together, organized, ready to move, then do it. I think a great mistake a lot of people make in radio, and you see this all over the country, is they try to ease into something. You don't ease into anything. If you're going to do it, you're going to do it. If you're not, you're not. Make up your mind and go for it.
We ask Mike who stayed with country music.
Everybody except me and Tom are gone. Tom has, I think, personally, the potential to become one of the greatest disc jockeys in the country if he ever gets himself together. And that's Tom Dean.
The Big D's Mike Scott. We talked, too, with Tom Dean, who remembers his first job in radio.
My first radio job was at WELL in Battle Creek, which is now WKFR, and at the time it was a MOR station. Middle of the road station. Actually, it wasn't even that. It was just a small town radio station. It didn't come of age and start to specialize, I guess, until 1965. And their format was identical to WKNR's here in Detroit.
WKFR, AM, FM. Keener 14 in Battle Creek.
WKFR, Keener 14.
Dean later worked in Toledo at WTOD.
That lasted about 3 months. I was the morning man. Well, that's the first time I'd ever had to get up that early in the morning. I was supposed to sign this radio. It was one of those radio stations that was licensed to operate only during the daylight hours. They had a sign on time of 6 a.m. Well, not being one that enjoyed getting up that early, I very rarely signed the station on until 7:30 or 8 o'clock. Well, they stood for that for about 3 months.
Hi, tourist, my friend, and do you love me? As I said, popular in the year 1961, late in 1961, I'd like to mention the fact that Mike Shaw is up and coming now. That is it for the Tommy D Show for this very exciting Thursday morning. Thank you so very much for your time. See you tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. The preceding program brought for you in Ohio by the Tommy D Brewing Company. Goodbye.
Hey, you live. Tell me, baby.
To give you an example how guys move around in this business, while working in Kalamazoo, I worked with a fellow by the name of Ron Morgan, who now works at WKNR, and his name is Ron Sherwood. He and I also worked together in Toledo. He got me the job at WTOD. I think he worked in the afternoon, and I worked the early morning hours.
This is Ron Morgan. Remember me? I'm the one been gone about 4 days. Smart cracks from you. Dean Martin, front and center. That's Dean Martin. Remember me. I'm the one who loves you. Johnny and the Young American all day. 6 minutes in front of 6 o'clock is our Send Me Mine time on the Ron Morgan Show, wrapping it up for him Friday afternoon.
Ron Sherwood at WKNR. We wanted to know for you what kind of a station is that place called WTOD in Toledo.
It was a fun radio station to work for. It was a rock station. I guess it would parallel WKNR now, not as formatted and as quick as CKLW. We had more leeway. I'm sure Ron would remember some of the things that we did together in Toledo. We did some fun things. And I remember this one commercial we did once for, I don't remember the account, but it was a commercial where he was a hamburger and I can't say that.
Hello, I am a moron burger.
Yeah, moron.
Is that right?
Yes, I am an extremely fresh moron burger. Would you like a bite?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, come on now. Nothing like me around anywhere, and it won't cost you a cent.
Oh, really, I'd better not.
Oh, come on. Just take a little snip out of the corner.
All right.
Taste that delicious hamburger full half pound, you know. Some lettuce, tomato, delicious mayonnaise. How about the french fries, eh? You like that?
Wow.
Yeah, see, I knew you'd like it. You like more? Come on out to the Holland House and try some of my relatives. More on hot dog, half-wet burger. I got some friends, too. Homemade chili, filet of fish, cheeseburger, lettuce and tomato, fish and chips, 21 shrimp in a basket, half-fried chicken, sirloin steak, Sunday's banana split, all kinds of beverages, pies, soups, corned beef sandwiches, man, we got everything. Okay, now that's enough. Stop it. Stop it. Now there's not much left. Wait a minute. Hold it. Stop it. Stop.
When questioned about when Tom Dean was hired at WTOD,
that was in April of 65 that I started with the station. And in July of 1965, I was let go for oversleeping. I think the day that I was fired, I overslept. I was supposed to be there at 8. And I showed up at 10. He says, "This is the reason that you're no longer with us."
Get up with the sun, it's Monday morning. Get up, come on, let's go. With WTOD 1560. Your Monday morning radio.
WJBK called. This was October of 1967. So here I am today at WDEE.
Street at Big D, St. Gwen, congratulations. Fairly new song at 914. It'll be a cloudy and windy day. There's a threat again today, a threat of thunder showers, but they didn't materialize yesterday and there was a threat. So what do you believe? As they say, thunder showers likely this afternoon, tonight, showers ending tomorrow. High today, 85 at 71 at City, 73 degrees at Metro Airport right now, and the winds are coming up from the south. That's the only place, 14 miles an hour, humidity at 64%. Be a good day to do something, you know, warm, cool yourself off. Get out there, move around a little bit. Go to the racetracks. Big deal, have the results after every race from DRC and Hazel Park and Windsor tonight. They settled their differences. They're back at work, and Windsor opens tonight.
Well, we talked to Tom Dean, too, about why it was that WJBK failed to make it as a rock station in 1969.
We brought in Leonard Sable from the West Coast, from KCBQ. He hired Mike Scott as his program director. Mike, in turn, brought some new life into the station with people like Lee Baby Sims and K.O. Bailey. Extremely good disc jockeys. Things just didn't work out.
Play some of that stuff to get you up, turned around, and make you walk sideways. This is Tom Dean at WJBK. How's your stockings, baby?
There are some very special reasons why ballet loops.
How much?
Only $1.39 a pair.
Hey, I would go way back so far, man, about the time they invented water. Tom Dean Show, WJBK. Yeah, brother. Buddy Holly. And the crickets. Don't want to forget the crickets. 8 minutes after 8 o'clock. Maybe, baby.
Dean told us, too, why he thought the Big D was a successful station.
It's just like a rock station now. Not really a rock station, but a popular music station. It's the same darn thing. Popular music is the music that is popular with the majority. Well, 20, 30 years ago, the thing that was popular was things like Kay Kaiser and Glenn Miller. Well, a pop music station today won't play Kay Kaiser or Glenn Miller. They will play the stuff that's currently popular.
This is WJBK reminding you this weather is not going to last. We are going to turn into rain in the Motor City tonight, then tomorrow, thunder showers. Then by Sunday, it should warm up a bit more. Sunny skies going to break through the clouds, and everything's going to be all right. Everything's going to be cool. It's 8:30 Eastern Standard Time at WJBK, AM and FM in Detroit. This is Tom Dean.
They say don't go.
Wolverton Mountain, remember that? Cloud King goes back years ago, friend, neighbor, WJBK.
Well, this is why we are successful. We are playing the currently popular country music, and we're not reaching way, 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 way to that, the era of Jimmy Rogers. In other words, we do play some of this, but not a steady diet of it, just enough to give it a nice country sound.
This is Radio 15.
WDEE Detroit.
The Big D.
Nine.
4:30 in Big D country, and it's 74 degrees and a threat of rain today. Sometime, anytime today, tonight, maybe ending by tomorrow. Temperature 74 at city, 75 at metro.
Mike Scott had something to say about the Big D 2 and its success.
Well, the Big D has its own sound. It's a very contemporary, aggressive, progressive radio station. We don't play those things that had appeal 15, 20 years ago. Probably they still have appeal to those people who heard it then and enjoyed it then. But country music is winning a lot of new fans. A lot of the young with it now generation has decided, hey, country music has got something to say more than I was sitting in a bar room listening to a jukebox moan next to your wife while you were down the street and feeding nickels to a jukebox with my wife. This type of lyric is almost passé, certainly, as some of it there still, because this is reality, and if nothing else, country music is about real people, real situations. But the pure honky-tonk sound in country music, it's not there. It pops up now and then. But how can you call John Denver records, for instance, a honky-tonk sound? It is not. And the big thing in music these days anyway is a good lyric. Just like in pop music, Moons and Spoons and Junes went out years ago, so has the Moaning Jukebox gone out in country music. And it's just a contemporary thing. And what we did at the Big D, we came in new and fresh. There was already a country music source in the market. In the Big D, we do things. We don't hide friends out there in Radio Land, keep them cards and letters coming. We don't sell baby chicks and prayer cloths. And this is traditional country radio. They do this. We don't do that.
This is Radio 15.
WDEE Detroit.
The Big D.
4 o'clock. Get it on home, boy. No problems on the freeway so far. It's kind of cloudy and 85 degrees with Mike Scott at the Big D.
WEXL in suburban Royal Oak is Metro Detroit's original country and western music station. We spoke with program director Dave Carr, who says
many of the big country artists of years gone by appeared on WEXL. You've got to understand that WEXL was an independent station and was not linked with any type of network. So therefore, back in the days of network programming, when the networks played a significant role in radio programming, WEXL had no network. So we made up for it here in terms of live music and so forth, and records, which was not the dominant way of programming a station back in the early days. So many country artists, such as Skeeter Davis, Skeets McDonald, people like this, when they were in town, appeared on WEXL. And then in 1933, Sagebrush Melodies started, and this was a record show hosted by personality-type individuals. Going back, Jack Urey was one of the original people, and he was on for years with Sagebrush Melodies. And then finally, in 1963, the station changed its format to country and western music totally on a 24-hour basis.
That's Del Reeves at All the Good Time Charlie's, a WEXL exclusive. It's Hit Bob, the Philadelphia Phillies. 8:02 on a Saturday morning. This is Dave Carr. Good morning to you.
WEXL.
At 10 o'clock this morning, Jim Richards. At 2 o'clock this afternoon, Rick Devitt. 6 o'clock tonight, Michael Jason. And at midnight, Don Kirk's at work here on Detroit's only 24-hour country music station, WEXL.
Initially, when WEXL went country, there was a sizable amount of bluegrass music played and other forms of mountain hardcore type music. And I think that this may have, in a lot of people's eyes, stereotype WEXL as being a real country station, when in fact today, or for the last say 5 or 6 years or 7 years even, WEXL has been as modern as the quote modern country stations are, you know. But it's hard to erase in some of the people in the Detroit radio market's eyes that WEXL isn't the same old WEXL when they initially started country programming. It created, from what I understand, quite a stir in the market. People in the business tuned in to see what it was all about, this new thing, country music, and they tuned in, and some of them, what they heard, apparently they didn't like, or they thought it was too backwoods-ish and this type of thing. But I'm of the opinion that WEXL has come along and is comparable to any other modern country music station in any other major market.
WEXL 16:30 past 8 o'clock on the Dave Carr Show on a Saturday morning, a rainy one at that in the Motor City. The Carter family will be in the star spotlight tomorrow morning between 3 and 4 a.m. Music continues. Here's Marty Robbins from the country's best survey and the chair.
While we had the chance, we questioned Dave Carr concerning his feeling about Detroit radio.
I think to a great degree the Detroit radio market is shallow, mainly because I have seen so many other formats or approaches to formats in the Detroit market or in other markets successful. I'm talking about a fine arts type approach. I mean, I'm not just talking about listenership success. I'm talking about financially successful. In other words, almost invariably, if you want to go into a specialized format here on a cultural type plane, something like fine arts or all jazz or something, you're going to have to do it by underwriting it through some financial, you know, something that some amount of inheritance that you received, and you want to provide this, because I've never seen successful jazz stations in Detroit or fine arts type thing. I realize WQRS. In fact, I listen to WQRS some because they're about the only station in Detroit with the classical fare on. But and I remember it was a WDTM, which is now W4. They had a rough road to hoe. They had a lot of listeners, but you could never sell it. They were never able to make it rewarding financially for the continued operation of the station. This is what I understand. You see. And yet in Detroit, everything is so rating conscious, and the amount of business that you derive is so rating is so involved with the ratings and what your ratings are, that unless you have ratings, it's very difficult to sell. And I think it's unfortunate, because I've always been it always seems like in television, even the best shows, the shows you like, you get together with your friends and you can go right down the list, and every show that you and your friends like were pulled off, you know, and the scum more or less surfaces. Now, why is this? When the majority of people you speak with all feel that the shows that were pulled off were the good shows. You know? How important are ratings, really? It shouldn't be the main criteria that programming decisions are made on.
Dave Carr! Country music on WEXL.
WSDS is a country music station which serves the Detroit suburbs. We visited with station owner Robert W. Cook, who previously spent a number of years as general sales manager of WXYZ. Cook said,
"Well, one of the great disadvantages of this type of station, a suburban station, with most of its coverage in the major city, is the fact that it's an undefined market. We play modern country music. That's what we play all day long, all the time."
Suburbia, you have just heard Pace Setter News, the news you need to know.
You've got what it takes.
Got a lot of money, too. That always helps.
And, baby, you've got what it takes.
Charlie Lubin, Malva Montgomery. Baby, you got what it takes.
Baby.
Time for Gentleman Dale Arn for Radio Leslie's Got What It Takes. A lot of modern country music for you here on WSDS. 7:08 is our time as we kick out the country hits. Colonel Jack Wilkerson does the same at 6 every morning. He's proud of his country. Did somebody say pride?
Initiating their second 100 years of progress. Suburban Wayne, another community served by WSDS.
Get carpenters and city slickers. Get together for country.
In suburbia. All we needed was you, little Brew, a dog named Boo. Here's Stonewall Jackson on 1480.
I remembered.
Dale R. Leslie is a WSDS DJ, and he indicates,
"I think country music is definitely where it's at. I think it's been proven in the Detroit area alone that the rock stations continually fight one another, and jobs come and go, whereas country music is always there, maybe not necessarily number one, but The owners of country stations seemingly are laughed at by a number of people in the industry, but they're laughing all the way to the bank. But still, I think there's room for a station like ours in what you would call the Detroit metropolitan market. For one thing, a lot of people can identify with our station, I think a lot more than they can with some of the big city stations, as they say. Also, our station has a policy of playing a number of records that I don't think would even reach the desk of many program directors in the Detroit area. If they do, they end up in the circular file.
Country Gentleman Dale Arver, Radio Leslie.
Serving suburban Detroit country style, this is 1480 Radio.
WSDS 1480.
WSDS owner Robert Cook.
We have taken a big bite out of Western Wayne County, and we hold on to it tenaciously that the station is essentially a Western Wayne County station, just as this the same as BRB covers Mount Clemens, Macomb County. We cover Western Wayne County, and we're really the suburban station on the west side, with Pontiac North being the suburban station on the north end of Detroit, and BRB, of course, the east.
WSDS in suburbia.
Mike Scott knows the makeup of good music personalities. Scott himself was named the top C&W DJ of the year in 1970.
I think Pat St. John is probably going to be a real biggie. Right now, I would like to have Pat St. John in a situation like we were developing in the latter days of JBK Rock. I think he would have fit in very nicely. Pat has got the ability to communicate, much like Robert W. Morgan. I think it's like a writer. Some writers can say in a sentence what others put into a paragraph, and this is one thing that the Drake Organization has eliminated. A lot of people speculate about the Drake Organization. I feel that I can speak with a little truth, having worked for them and with them, in that they don't necessarily tie a jock down. They tell you what they want to do, and you do what they want, and if you have any time left, go ahead and get it said. And that's why you have people like Morgan, who came on just like gangbusters. And he really didn't say a lot and didn't do a lot, but it sounded like he did because he carefully chose those words that he did use.
I really appreciate you getting up this early to listen to the show. I know you don't have to go to work or anything. You just get up to listen to KHJ in the morning because you know I appreciate it, and I do appreciate it. And I was busy last night just to show my appreciation. If you go around behind your radios, you'll find a nice cold glass of orange juice there.
Robert W. Morgan, 93 KHJ.
Boss Radio, where you will hear the top 300 songs of all time played in order, chosen by you the entire weekend of August 5th. And if you haven't voted yet, do so now. On a postcard, your top three songs to Top 300, Box 38, 130, Hollywood. Here's Pat Clark.
You're the only one that I realize.
I think Detroit radio is basically very professional. There are a lot of people in Detroit radio that could probably be doing more than they are. I think there's a lot can be done. The market has tightened up considerably over the past couple of years, in that the competition has gotten a little better. You have fewer automated FM stations doing nothing with their frequency, so you have a little more competition on the FM. The AM stations, you have people spending money promoting and generally contemporizing. Even the old standby, JR, has updated its music policy to a degree, so it's easy to see that Detroit radio does not have the attitude of it's always worked before, so let's do it, or what is somebody else doing. There's a few people pioneering. Now, whether they're right or whether they're wrong, when people try things, out of trying these things, they or somebody else hearing what they're doing has got to be good. You know, I'd hate to still be playing Fats Domino and Little Richard records if I were a rock disc jockey, much as being a country jock now, I would hate to be playing Roy Acuff, Kitty Wells, and Ernest Tubb. It's like anything else. Our competition breeds a better product.
At 2:52, we much more music time with PC, Paul Christie, and the rest just keep on coming.
WEAM,
Arlington, Virginia.
WFIL News for Labor Day Monday, September 2nd, 1968.
September 2nd.
1962.
WFIL Much More Music Time.
Gentlemen, you're listening to another million-dollar weekend on your Much More Music Station, WFIL Philadelphia.
899 WIBT.
Give me your chance to win 5 minutes to legally read a bank. The WIBT Gold Rush is on.
WIBT.
Are you keeping track with me? This should be the 11th of 14 heavyweight hits in a row.
WORFM.
Reminding you to get your copy of this week's ORFM Top 30.
No more individuality. Life's nothing original or nothing crazy and wild, which you kind of like to hear every once in a while.
I dare them to change.
You're being brainwashed.
There's got to be something deaf to come to the realization that they're just not going to make it on their own. They're lost. They might as well give up, as far as I'm concerned.
93KHJ plays more music.
That was a KHJ Beagle World exclusive on the Robert W. Morgan Show at 7:18. KHJ, win that bird time. More music.
93KHJ.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the solid gold sound of a million-dollar weekend. All weekend from
KHJ Los Angeles.
5:30 in Los Angeles. This is the real Dodge Steve.
The KHJ Mr. Whisper Jackpot is now worth $1,800. I'll take the 33rd call. All the boss lines are now open.
93 KHJ Million Dollar Weekend.
For $1,800, who is Mr. Whisper, Donna?
Robert Vaughn.
Would you repeat that, Donna?
Robert Vaughn.
Donna, you have just won yourself $1,800.
You're listening to the solid gold sound of a million-dollar weekend.
K-L-E-O, Wichita. K-L-E-O, the weather. K-L-E-O, golden.
They like to think for themselves, no more individuality. Life's nothing original or nothing crazy and wild, which you kind of like to hear every once in a while.
20 minutes before 9, this is Dan Thompson, WORFM 2020 News.
It's 20 minutes before 6, this is Don Patrick, CKLW 2020 News.
This is Dan Thompson, WORFM 2020 News. That's what's happening today, April 12, 1968.
April 12, 1968.
This is Don West, CKLW 2020 News. And that's what's happening today, December 15, 1968.
1965.
We talked to with Don Z, most recently program director for WHFI in Birmingham. Don has a lot of admirers, among them W4 program director Ira J. Cook.
Hey, Paul, did you hear the guy on the radio? He just said his name was Ira J. Schnuck.
Ira J. Schnuck?
Yeah, no
that's
kidding.
A funny name for a disc jockey. Yeah.
That's a funny name for anybody. Gee, that's a funny name for a disc jockey. Ira J. Schnuck?
Almost as funny as is Don Z.
Don Z?
And I was there for about a little less than a year, I think, when the new Drake format came into CKLW radio, and all of the old-timers naturally had to go. So I was one of them. Yeah, I think they made a complete broom of them all. They swept the entire radio station clean. And at this point, I firmly decided, if you'll pardon the expression, to hell with it. I'm going to give up broadcasting and go into something that would be sane and sober and rational, and go ahead and prepare a future for myself, something I could depend upon, inquire about me as to whether or not I might be interested in returning back into radio, which I turned down almost every instance, except WHFI FM Birmingham.
Don Z.
Don Z.
A look and listen to W4 and the discussion of the rise of FM popularity. That's next on Detroit Radio, then, now, and tomorrow.